A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, December 23rd, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking to you, our listeners, about your preparations for Christmas and the New Year.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-13860 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about your preparations for Christmas and New Year.
Zimbabweans are generally united in their Christian faith, however divided when it comes to politics. Churches are packed on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Children get busy in shopping for toys, and women get busy in learning latest cake and sweet recipes for the grand Christmas festival.
Despite these images of a traditional Christmas between the Limpopo and Zambezi rivers, they are of course reminders of reality. Many people, though, cannot afford the gifts this year as the economic crisis is worsening. And also, perhaps the best gift Santa can give to Zimbabwe this year is abundant rain, as the current heat wave due to the adverse El Nino weather is dampening the spirits of many as the prospects of yet another drought are becoming a reality.
This is a time for Zimbabweans for you to say anything of your choice. If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, kungakuja looking for it.
Honguka Gibbs nasi la utitinge tichi taura ne vanu ne gadzi rozao pa Christmas ne New Year. Tukunzu kwa kuti ku Bite Bridge. Kwa kazara vanu kuenda kumba wachiva ku South Africa anzi Injiva.
Injiva. You are Zinjiva?
Yeah. Nekudaru, vamuwaru kubwa oku nana Botswana oku, vamuwaru kunana DRC, vamuwaru ku Mozambique, vanu wa Zinji, nzendo Zinji, zaka nanga kuenda kumba, vamwe waka bwa oku nuku Amerika, vamwe kunana Britain, kunyika dzakasiyana siyana vanhu vachienda kuti vanobatana nemhuri kuti vange vari pamwe chete, asi vamwe ndo vari kugunun'una kuti rwendo runo hazina kumira zvakanaka nekuti vazhinji vari kunonga svosve nemuromo nekuti havana kukwanisa kunge vachiwana mari pay kana kuti dzemihoro. Vamwe vashandi vehurumende vakamirirawo mabonus nezvimwe zvimwe. Saka tada kunzwa kwamuri mungava kumaruva kucholochoko kulala pantsi kuchipinge kumagunje kukaroi kutengwe. Tuna kuzwa kuti muri kugadzirira sei iro zororo rekhisimusi negore dzva Gibbs.
Yeah, ujalo ke blessing. Zulu kandaba lingalinjani kuna ngapo lapho likhona. Tina ngapo lo blessing hayi siyaphila sibili okwamagama. Yena mhlawumbe ke sikhuluma ngamalungiselelo ekhefu lekhisimusi. Siyawazi ukuthi ke ikhisimusi ifikile sokusele nje ilanga elilodwa abaningi benu. Siyawazi sisele dingadinga ukuthi kambe lingadlani lo nyaka ngekhisimusi. Tina sakhula blessing wasithi nxa ukhisimusi uchaye sibili inkomitsho zibe ngu-6 ezetiye. Yazi itiye lana ejiyileyo sibili kuthiwa ithaphuze uikholise. Kodwa ke kulezi nsuku ungazani ukomile fowethu. So ke singazi ukuthi abantu babe senzani ngesikhathi sekhisimusi. Ngiyakhumbula futhi lakudala sasithi kumbe sithengelwe isigqoko nxa ungathengelwa ibhrugwe lekhakhiso eliayiniweyo elabe lomqolo sokuthi ungabamphosa usike izandla ikumbe lezicathulo ezimnyama ju ezazipholishwa zibe zinhle kakhulu. So ke singazi ukuthi kusakhona yini khonoko eZimbabwe. Kota iningi labantu nxa sikhuluma labo bathi kungazani ngapha eZimbabwe akusamanga kuhle kangako. ngasikhangela amafactory kona ngale eBelmont ekobulawa lapho kwakugiga khona insimbi yasokuphumani sokuphuma abantu behlabela kuphela sokuzinkonzo eh kungani kunjalo mfowethu.
Yeah, we have our first guest in this social commentator, Mr. Thabang Nare. Mr. Nare, good evening.
Good evening to you, Blessing. Good evening, Gibbs.
Thank you much for joining us. Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
Tell us, Mr. Nare, how is the Christmas spirit right now?
Yes. The Christmas spirit is always there, although at times it is subdued. So December 2015, lapha kobulawayo, things are a bit different. Firstly, obhuti bethu esibathembileyo laba abe-diaspora beGoli bakhanya babuye babalutshwane. Namhlanje kumhla ka-23 kujwayelekile ukuthi usually all the corners of the great city of Bulawayo, you know, you see a GP car there and another car with some number plates. But this year, it's very clear that the fall of the rand has had a negative impact on homecoming and family reunions at Christmas time.
Thank you so much, Mr. Nare. I think we also have our second guest, Gibbs, that is Mr. George Nkiwane, ZCTU president. Mr. Nkiwane, good evening. Can you hear me, Mr. Nkiwane?
Yes, I'm very clear.
Thank you so much. We are having problems with our phones these days. I'm glad that you can hear us. Just tell us briefly, what is it like for most workers in Zimbabwe, the Christmas preparations and New Year? How is the mood like?
We have all the groceries that you want, but there are no takers. There are no people who can buy those groceries like what we are used to know. I believe that this year must have been the very, very difficult year, more than the 2008 and 9 that we witnessed. And you know, for the workers, some of them have been telling me that they are not paid, they are not being paid, and they have not received that 13th check. So, I mean, it's a bleak Christmas for the working class.
Thank you so much, Mr. Nkiwane. That's, of course, very sad. Zimbabwe's economic crisis seemed to be worsening by the day. Gibbs.
Yeah, kula bantu ababhalayo ke blessing lapha sike sibone ukuthi silobana basithumezele ke ima message ku WhatsApp. Omunye wabo ke ngu witness uthi khona ngiyajabula bakwethu ukuthi likhuluma indaba ezimnandi ngoba ilizwe lethu selifile. Ngibingelela umama wami labana wami abase Zimbabwe. I'm very happy that you've got so many ideas that shows your love for Zimbabwe. Greet my friends in South Africa. Merry Christmas to good Zimbabweans. Then I've got another message from Uloid Gobulawayo, who says, Siyabonga. Siyabonga kakhulu ke indaba zeqiniso ezingakhethi mbala. Kungathi lingahlala linjalo nje. Mbingelelani ke umama wami uMachuma enkayi. So what these two are saying is that, you know, they're happy that Studio 7 is giving them some good quality news. And at the same time, Lloyd said, can you greet my mother who is in Kai? What do you have?
We also have a lot of messages today. I hope we'll be able to read them all. We have someone who wrote on WhatsApp. He says, hello, Mr. Jonga. I want to greet Siamozi family. Hi, GK Bati, S. Manyepa Domi, Modern, God Knows, Gogo, Sagere Mari, and my old man. My name is Galizi. I live in Harare, Kwazana. Happy Christmas and God bless you. And our next letter. How are you, Studio 7 team? Kuno Tanzwane namo. Tinotenda ne nau za muno tipa zecho kwa li. Mwe ne Christmas ne gorejwa rakanaka. Aywa tinotenda. Ano indirambiri. Chiti ndimu resireo baba amai ne mwana wangu. Rumbi zai chiazwa. Ndini wenyu anesu manditsera. Kuno ku Honde Valley kwa mtare. mumwanuti makadi ndinonzi Asmani Chibwana. Ndiri kuda kumoresa baba vangu va Chibwana, mama vangu wanewa, mkazi wangu Winnet, nemwana wangu Adila. Chibwana ndichiti ndotenda Mwari vari kukuchengeta imwe negoredzva rakanaka. Ndatenda. Gibbs, nguvan.
Yes, lo baba lapha osecingweni sike sizwe ibizo lakhe asalibambanga kuhle kangako kodwa ngiyethemba ukuthi uzasizwa khona lapho ecingweni. Yenge ngizwe khona lapho eZimbabwe silobani ecingweni.
Ngikwimpofu.
Ngubani ngumpofu? Yeah, kuluma sibili mnumzana Mpofu.
Okay,
so katelisiya idinga ngapi ipension yenu kulapho baba Mpofu? So manje ugcina ubuyela njani esilobela?
Sicina sikhiwa kona sibuza uma bini njalo ingaphiwa imali ukuthi siphendule ekhaya amabhasi adula siyazihlola edorobheni.
So belihlala ngaphi? Belihlala kololiwe ngale le mele lutsi toli pension yenu njalo imali ni pension le
lesinala kuma ngale reyi sizwe pension siyalindela ukuthi ngeke manje yabikhona sikhone silindile.
Ye wena uthole malini ye khona ngale lapha kwathi yekhona kuhulumende kumbe kungapi?
Okay, ngithola imali encane vele $180.
Ye uyithole ngapho kwangkhona kathi uphiwa nguhulumende kumbe uyithatha ku-insurance company kumbe into ezinjalo? O yebo phela. Hayi siyakuzwa. Wawusebenzele uhulumende? Hayi siyabonga kakhulu kodwa ubabingelele phela baqambe ukuthi uzibani lozibani lozibani qhubeka nje uqede khonapho.
Okay, ndilele umama unarikumbuzo lo mnewethu usayivajoyo seharare lo mntana wami usokozile nduku uthitha lo siyafaza lo fortune lo siyathenga lo mama zabe naye ishumayeli labo babomncane bami labo bonke abangaziyo abakomahofezondo.
Ye siyakuzwa kakhulu Mpofu, sibongile kodwa hayi siyathemba ukuthi uzadlala kuhle ikhisimusi. Ubona zani uzadlala njani kodwa? Ubona zani lizayidlala njani ikhisimusi kuna ngapho esilobela? Hayi siyabonga kakhulu ke Empofu baba ungadinwa lokusasa. Yeah, so I was talking to Mr. Mpofu Blessing. And Mr. Mpofu is a pensioner. You know, he says he spent a lot of time in Gweru, you know, looking for his pension. And he says they were staying at the railway station, had nowhere to go, and they were picking food from the dustbins.
Wow.
So he says he ended up being given $180, you know, as part of his pension and, you know, monthly kind of pension. So he says the situation is bad. On Christmas Day, they won't be doing anything. They'll be plowing, cultivating crops, you know.
Rikati mboende kuna vankiwane tisatatura wa mwaterere. Vankiwane, iraka mira seida mbuzi kore, vani varipa mjigati gere.
I would come at the other.
So then I think that $25, maybe $15.
I guess you had the predicament of the pensioner in Silobela. You know, how serious are some of these issues? And, you know, when it comes to Christmas, these are people that are not going to be doing anything. He says they'll be cultivating their fields instead of celebrating. What's going on, really?
Yes, I think the issue of pensioners in our country is a very serious issue that needs urgent attention. I mean, if you really look at it, a good number of us, give us another 10, 20 years, 30 years, will also be pensioners. So if we think that it's a problem that should not be solved, this problem will catch up with us in a few years' time. So it's also a problem here in Bulawayo. We have met a number of pensioners queuing outside the traditional banks. You know, Post Office Savings Bank is one of the banks where pensioners usually queue. And it's very sad to see old people, you know, queuing, almost fainting in queues, seated in the pavement outside the bank, and not knowing when the money is going to come. And they are told that the money has been sent to the bank, and when they get to the bank, the money is not there. So that lack of integrity, the lack of trust, you know, in terms of pension management is a serious concern, you know.
Thank you so much. And of course, we are also encouraging you, our listeners and viewers on our radio to TV program, to send us messages on WhatsApp. You can just record your voice and send it to Studio 7. We'll be glad to play your voice recordings, Gibbs.
And I think they can also send videos, you know, just record themselves and send us, and we're going to use them here so that they can see exactly how they look like, right?
Chokwadi. Tinokurudzirai vateererese zvatiri kutaura pazvirongwa zvedu zvakasiyana siyana kuti muzvirekode kuzvi mapedza kuzvirekoda pa WhatsApp motitumira kuno muchimhoresa hamane shamwari muchitudza zita renyu kwamugere nezvimwe zvakadaro daro. Tinenge takasununguka kuti tinge tichitepfenyura pano panepfenyuro muchinzwikwawo nehama dzenyu neshamwari kumativi mana enyika akasiyana siyana.
Bambi foni katesike kunapo lapo kona utati foni uzikangele utatu mpikicha. And then nga ukwanisa ke utateke ifoni uzirekode ukulume kufunayo je kulume ngekhisimusi njalo ukulume ngokuti nyiwe ubone zani izabi njani. Lingatumeze video la usisebenzisa. Litumeze kumbe anything of your choice. Siya kusebenzisa kuna lapa. Yes, let's start again. Okay, careful, Bichana. We'll take a short break here, Blessing.
Let's, I think we have some recordings.
Yes.
Let's play those.
My My name is Morgan Tsangra. I wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Unfortunately, it's a bleak Christmas. Just do with what you have. Be safe on the road. We meet you next year.
Those are some of the greetings, and we are encouraging our listeners to greet their relatives this festive season. Gibbs, we also have more messages coming in. Mumanuti, hello Studio 7, kutanga ndinoti basa munorowa vakomana. Tinotenda nenhau dzamunotipa, ndinodawo kukwazisa mhuri yese yekwa Munyaradzi kumasvingo nekuHarare ndichiti Happy Christmas kune vese vanondiziva. Ndini Mike Munyaradzi kuno kuSouth Africa. Ndatenda. Mwanoti Studio 7 team munoti gonera rambai makadaro. Ndinoda kukwazisa mhuri yose yekwaMazani kuMondoro kwaMubaira nevamwe vose vakatekeshera nenyika. Ndinoti kumhuri iyi ngatitambe ngatirambe takabatana sezvaidiwa navaAmon Muchemwa Mazani nemadzimai avo zita ndinonzi Mazani Agrippa 6 Winston Road ari kuHarare kuHatfield.
Yes, la futi emimlaze lokona lapha ethunyazwa ke ku WhatsApp. Linjani basakazi be Studio 7? Yes, yacho lati kuti siyaphila kakhulu. Ngithemba liphilile lonke. Ngithanda ukufisela imuli yonke yakoyalala esendaweni ezijeneyo. Lezihlobo labangani iKhisimusi enhle lonyaka ku 2016 engabe umnyaka omuhle uyabungazani uzahambelane lani. Kodwa ke siyabe sidla ingqoqo zomlomo. Yimi uMandla Yalala osiphepha eJolojo. So Mr. Mandla Yalala is saying Happy Christmas to everybody, including people at Studio 7. And then we've got another message. My name is Manson Munemo, staying in Headlands at Nyamukamani School. I say hi to all my colleagues and say to them, have a happy and prosperous Xmas, even though we do not have money. Also, have a nice 2016 year. I think Mnumzana Ungwenya. Baba Ngwenya, how are you? Baba Ngwenya, kunjani baba? Sitshela Ngwenya, uyangizwa yini baba? Ngwenya? Ungwenya something
of something. Kuti netsei.
Yeah.
Regati dzokere. Kuna vankiwani. Vankiwani tichitarisa ma tambudziko akasangana akatarisana nevashandi pari zvino. Asika vankiwani makambani akawanda kusanganisa hurumende vari kutioka vari kuomerwa nezvinhu. Ndo zvapa kuti vatadze kunge vachipawo vashandi zvinovakwanira zvoita kuti Christmas isafambe zvakanaka.
Notenda,
you heard what Mr. Nkiwani, the ZCDU president, is saying there, that most of the problems that Zimbabwe is facing can be traced to mismanagement by the government of the country's resources. And as a result, this is why the government is cash-strapped at the moment and struggling to pay its workers. Gibbs.
Yes. Ubuwewe, Baba Nare, usakona nkwen. Ye baba nare ngasikangela ke khonapho ke kobulawa lapho khona ubona zani ke abantu abanjenga laba bathenga bethengisa impahla emgwaqweni kambe kubahambela njani ngesikhathi seChristmas khona manje.
Ye le Christmas ikhanya ibe Christmas chiyeneyo
esikhathini esiningi ukuthi vele amaviki amabili kungakabi ikhisimusi abantu behle bethole abantu abathengayo ama-customers amaningi labo bethole inzuzo ethile engabanceda ngo-January sokufuneka ukuthi ubhadale i-school fees abantwana. Kodwa lo nyaka abantu akade bejayele ukuthi ngelanga bebesenza kwesinye isikhathi imali engafika i-$100 per day, abantu basebezenzela ama-$5-$10 ngelanga. Ngikhuluma nje kulomunye umama engike ngakhuluma naye, yena usebenze ngekhaya ebaker amakhekhe. Uthi esikhathini esedlule ngo-December kade esenza amakhekhe amenzela imali engange-$500. Lo nyaka katholanga ngitsho le order. Esikhathini esidlule kade bebiza labazukulu ukuthi bezomncedisa ukuthi ezobhekha amakhekhe, kodwa khathesi akula ma-order amakhekhe lawo, you know. La bantu nxa bengazi be-order kwesinye isikhathi vele kababhadali. So into esiyikhona kukhanya abantu abala mali, i-economy ayincedanga abantu ukuthi bethole imisebenzi, bethole inzuzo, impilo zabo zithuthukise phambili.
Ye, ngicela ukufaka ngesikhiwa nje ngamafutshane khonapho okade ukukhuluma mnumzane.
Yeah, I think this December 2015, people are experiencing reduced incomes in terms of those that are selling vegetables, that are selling even Christmas gifts. It could be clothing for children, it could be toys for children. The sales that people are making are generally low. In the past, someone would make maybe at this time of the year anything up to $100, $150 per day. But people are barely making $10, $20 per day in the streets, in the pavements where people are allowed to sell and in the flea markets. So the sales this year are generally very low.
Thank you so much. Tine dzimwe mama message rakati kurumidze kuti taverenge Gibbs mwana kuti makadiko ndiri kuno kusanya kuti veduwo ndimoresirewo magamba AMDC chaiyo anoti T mugarajira kadoro mtunzi mai chimbuya sekuru rukovo chikara edziwa ndawana ku SA ndini strong member. Mwano tuo, alo Studio 7 crew, ini tunonzi Petros Mandea, tunogara kwa Gunda, kwa Rusape, tunoda kuti makorokoto e Christmas, uye tunoda kwa zisa vanavangu, vanoti Progress, tinotenda Steady Brita, ne mkazi wangu, anonzi Marble. Mwano tuo, makadi ndinoiti kwa Kansela Gwature, ndiriku Trojan Mine, ndinoshuvira zvarwa zveZimbabwe, Christmas negoredzwa zvakanaka, ndinodazve kukwazisa Senator Muronzi, MP, Majaya, MP, Karenyi, nevese vanondiziva nevanorwira shanduko. Mwanoti, I am Ronald Gutsa in Warren Park. I say happy Xmas to all my relatives and all my enemies.
I think we also have messages, right? As Studio 7 for the people, right?
Mm-hmm. Maybe let's play one before we...
Yes. I am Gibbs Dube.
I am Tatenda Gumbo.
And I am Sandra Nyaira.
Greetings of the season from your Studio 7 family here in Washington, D.C. Happy holidays!
Toenderera mberi tichiverenga mwanotiwo muri sei team yose yeStudio 7 basa munogona rambai makadaro nenyaya dzechokwadi ndinoti vanotyaira mota vafambe zvakanaka muzororo rino. Would you have Gibbs?
What Tafazwa says, I mean, Maswingo, looking at the congestion in big and small supermarkets here, I really don't think I can say things are as tough for Zimbabweans as the media portrays. That's the first one.
That's interesting. Mr. Nare and Mr. Nkiwane, please do stay on the line for our radio listeners. Unfortunately, it ends here, but the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stewart saying stay tuned to Zimbabwe.